Peter, what do you got for me?
G'day, Ray. I was flicking around stations this morning, and I heard on WSFM, they have a little segment there, What Gets Your Ghoulies, and Miss Amanda rang up complaining about the coin falling in a glass.
Oh, dear. I'll have to ring Jonesy.
Yeah, try and get a hold of that.
It
was a 50-cent coin that went in this time.
Well, we all know that she abused the bar staff member. We all know she got the free drink.
Yeah, well...
thanks to a supervisor who said... this particular woman, this bloke who sent me the email said, I've been in the club industry for 21 at this club, which is on the Central Coast. She called the young female staff member a disgusting human being. The drink was replaced at the cost of the club, which was a soft drink, I believe, by another staff member. She then came and made a complaint to the reception. The supervisor spoke to her. Unfortunately, she didn't like the fact the supervisor supported his staff. And she left the club after speaking to the staff member that replaced the drink, telling her she knows someone that works here. I'll be taking it further.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I heard all that with you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry they got duped over at WSFM. I'll let them know that she's a fraud.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Good on you, Ray.
Thanks, pal.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Apparently, this is what she said.
We've got Amanda in Erin up against my ghoulies. Hello, Amanda. What's on your case?
Hi. I went to a club the other night with my children, and it's just the usual place that we quite often go to, and I was handing money over to the bar for the cost of the drinks, and 50 cents slipped into one of the drinks, and I waited to see if the barmaid was going to replace it, and she wouldn't, and she said, no, I'm not, because you dropped the money in, not me. And I said, are you for real? And she said, yes, if I had have dropped it in, I would replace it. And then I spoke to the manager, the supervisor who was on duty, and he said, no, I defend her. We can't give away drinks left, right and centre.
What happened to the customer's always right?
What was the drink?
Exactly. And you know what? I bought four soft drinks and one vodka, lime and soda, and the 50 cents went into the vodka, lime and soda.
Rats.
But prior to that, she actually poured the drink into another cup and then handed me the 50 cents and said, there you go, and with the cup. And I went, are you for real? I'm not drinking that. And I thought, wow, where is customer service in this?
Wow, Jonesy. Get Amanda on the phone. Not that Amanda. Amanda Keller, who I like. And we'll tell Amanda the truth so that she can correct it tomorrow so the club doesn't get embroiled in this drama. I've been worried about you.
We're all worried about each other, Ray, but I'm going to be okay.
This is Amanda Keller, who took a turn when she was out at a... was that the theatre?
I was watching, yes, like Lincoln at the theatre, but I was watching the Angelina Jolie film Unbroken, and I had a sore jaw all day, and I had a sore chest, and I broke out in a sweat, so I left the cinema and went home, and my husband, Mr. Google, looked up the classic symptoms of heart attack for women, and I knew enough from having done some work with the Victor Chang Foundation that heart attacks for women are different to heart attacks for men, and it was the sore jaw. It said you can have a sore jaw, so I went up to the hospital for some tests. I certainly wasn't expecting the emergency heart attack headlines that ensued.
Anyway, they found anything, or just one of those things?
No, I've got a clean bill of health, and I know I've got a heart, so it was one of those things.
Oh, okay, well, I haven't been through that yet, so I'll find out whether I've got one down the track. The reason for the call, a number of my listeners, obviously we share listeners, phoned me after 9 o'clock to say that you had the heart-bleeding phone call from the young lady from the Central Coast, which I took on Monday as well. About
the story about she bought a drink.
Yeah. Well, what she didn't tell you was that... Well, she did tell you she dropped the coin in her own drink. And when she said to the young... She said immediately, she told me, she said to the young female staff member, what are you going to do about that? And I said, well, that was a bit heavy, wasn't it? She then, I'm told by witnesses, called the young female staff member a disgusting human being.
Yeah.
The staff member next to the young staff member who was upset gave her a free drink. She then went and complained at reception, and I've got an email, which I'm happy to pass to you, from the duty manager who's been at the club for 21 years, and said, look, you know, the way you spoke to our staff was not, you know, appreciated, calling a young staff member a disgusting human being and saying to her, what are you going to do about it? It was very offensive. And anyway, she walked out of the club threatening to contact the media, which she did on two occasions, me and you.
See, because the story she told us was that they refused to replace the drink, and she said, are you for real? And then they got the manager who said, no, that's our policy. You'll never get another drink. Yeah. The end. I was not aware that we were part of a sting.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, because I know you do have a heart.
my God. I do. I'm happy to share it with anyone who needs it.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Keep going.
You too, Ray. Take care. Bye.
That's Amanda Keller from WSFM, just so we set the record straight on behalf of the staff of that little club.